Artie's Time Warp says,
Здравствуйте.
Ahoy.
Ni hao.
Hello. In the international language of music.
ULP's in June of 86 from Krista Berg, Queen, Erasure, and Belinda Carlisle, along with Glass Tiger and Rod Stewart. Genesis releases Invisible Touch, which leads off with the title track.
Now I know.
now. I got something to say to you. And if your body touches me, I just don't know what I might do. So hold me, honey.
Tip O'Neill refuses to let President Reagan address the House. Guy Hunt is elected as the first Republican governor of Alabama in 112 years. The Supreme Court upholds a Georgia sodomy law, and an Irish referendum upholds a ban on divorce. TV News regular coverage of U.S. Senate sessions begins, and the Merv Griffin Show wraps up after 14 years. The Warp.
Round and round, but in a circle without a Stella liegt in Tokio, Männer fragen sie nach Feuer, nach dem anderen sowieso. Sugar Crush, dich sehr vermisst, dein Bein und dein Gesicht. Du kannst auf mich verzichten, nur auf Luxus nicht. Aber womit spielen kleine Mädchen heute hier und dort und da? Ob in Tucson, Arizona, Toronto, Canada. Wien, Wien, du kennst mich, ab kennst mich dann, du kennst mich. Wien, Wien, du nur allein, wohin sind deine Frauen? Eva heißt Yvonne, ein junger Bogart hängt dir an den Lippen, keines und sagt komm. Die Lackenpracht wird abgemacht, Tänzer sind gestoppt, es ist 4:45 Uhr, nun wird Position gebrochen. Womit spielen kleine Mädchen heute hier und dort und da, ob in Tucson, Arizona, ab Toronto, Canada. Wien, Wien, du kennst mich, kennst mich gern, du kennst mich, Wien, Wien, du nur allein, wohin sind du?
Lyricist Alan J. Lerner from the Lerner and Lowe songwriting team dies at 67. My Fair Lady is part of his resume. And here's one of the memorable tunes from this stage play and film.
Artie's Time Warp means variety.
Despite his language, Henry Higgins is smitten with Eliza Doolittle.
Damn, 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 damn. I've grown accustomed to her face. She almost makes the day begin. I've grown accustomed to the tune that she whistles night and noon. Her smiles, her frowns, her ups, her downs are second nature to me now. Like breathing out and breathing in. I was serenely independent and content before we met. Surely I could always be that way again. And yet, I've grown accustomed to her looks, accustomed to her voice, accustomed to her face. Marry Freddy. What an infantile idea. What a heartless, wicked, brainless thing to do. But she'll regret it. She'll regret it. It's doomed before they even take the vow. I can see her now, Mrs. Freddy Eynsford Hill, in a wretched little flat above a store. I can see her now, not a penny in the till and a bill collector beating at the door. She'll try to teach the things I taught her and end up selling flowers instead, begging for her bread and water while her husband has his breakfast in bed. In a year or so, when she's prematurely gray and the blossom in her cheek has turned to chalk, she'll come home and lo, he'll have upped and run away with a social climbing heiress from New York. Poor Eliza. How simply frightening. How humiliating. How delightful. How poignant it'll be on that inevitable night when she hammers on my door in tears and rags. Miserable and lonely, repentant and contrite. Will I take her in or hurl her to the wolves? Give her kindness or the treatment she deserves? Will I take her back or throw the baggage out? Well, I'm a most forgiving man. The sort who never could, ever would, take a position and staunchly never budge. Most forgiving man. But I shall never take her back. If she were crawling on her knees, let her promise to atone, let her shiver, let her moan. I'll slam the door and let the hellcat freeze. Marry Freddy. Ha! So used to hear her say good morning every day, her joys, her woes, her highs, her lows are second nature to me now, like breathing out and breathing in. I'm very grateful she's a woman and so easy to forget, rather like a habit one can always break. I've grown accustomed to the trace of something in the air, accustomed to her face.
We'll take a break, then return in a shake. We're in June of 86.
Artie's Time Warp, The Sound Citizen.